Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge uEvans Zininga ngokusiphathela indaba ngolimi lesishona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo kuStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 3 kaNhlolanja 2023. Igama nguGaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Intalazo ezalithola livele ePhalamente ezaphuma kupresident. Sasikhangela landela umthetho. So namhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, silandela umthetho wethu eZimbabwe.
Abekhomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe-delimitation report.
Ye kwaba lama disruptions abanye engawe COVID, kwaba lama challenges beli esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwe Zimbabwe School Examinations Council ZEMSEC lubike ukuba impumela emhloliso elotshwe enyakenye ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi odabuka enkayi osesebenzela esebhilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pizzo. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abekomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe-delimitation report. AbeZEC bathi bengeze imbono abayithole edale lePhalamende kanye lekamongameli. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
AbeZEC bathi balethemba lokuba ugwalo oluveza imingcele abalunikeze umongameli Mnangagwa lamhla kuyilo oluzasetshenziswa kukhetho lwalonyaka, besithi benze umsebenzi wabo ngobuciko obukhulu belandela okuthiwo isisekelo sombuso. Bathi lolu gwalo luzokwenza kube lokuguqulwa kweminye imingcele ma uqathaniswa lalolo ababelwethule ekuqaleni. Umgcinisihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba ulandisa kabanzi ngabakwenzileyo lamhla.
We as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission have been mandated to conduct all electoral processes in Zimbabwe, and I would like to
njengabezekusilomlando wokuqhuba inketho zonke elizweni. Ngithanda ukwazisa uzulu ukuthi lokho asikwenzi ngoba sifuna ukujabulisa
electoral processes in order to benefit our country Zimbabwe.
Umsekeli womphathintambo weZEC uCommissioner Rodney Simukayikiwa ulandisa ngabakuthola kuvelela edale lePhalamende.
Intalazo esazithola zivele ePhalamende ezaphuma kupresident. Sasikhangela landela umthetho. So lamhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, silandela umthetho wethu weZimbabwe.
Ukiwa uthi balethemba lokuba uzokulwemukela umongameli lolugwalo.
Uxabana singaxabana, asibonisane ukuthi singaya phambili njani. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi khona dina abantu beZimbabwe sibanye nxa sisikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kumele kube lokuthula lapha eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, uthi luqakathekile kakhulu lolugwalo kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Ngakho bekumele lwenziwe ngonanzelelo hatshi ukulujaha.
Indaba le-delimitation political science masikhangela indaba zokuvota lokungena embusweni. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi ngubani olamandla okudetermina ukuthi mbani ovotayo mbani wavotile. Nalowo ngumuntu olamandla okuwina.
ogcizelelwe isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ebona ngezokusabalaliswa kwemibiko phezu kwemisebenzi yedale lephalamende kuZulu eye Veritas Zimbabwe, umnumzana Valentine Maponga.
As Veritas, we strongly believe that the
Dinanjing Veritas Sibona Ingani Sebeqhuzangalesi sikhathi ekwenzeni umsebenzi wabo
with a very tight deadline.
Abezeki bethulele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa i-preliminary delimitation report mhlaka 26 Mpalakazi, njengalokho okuchiwo isisekelo sombuso ukuthi nguye omele ayithole kuqala anduba isiwe edale lephalamende ukuyahlaziywa mhlaka 6 Zibandlela. Kulapho olwethulelwe idale lephalamende lona elibumbe ikomiti yamalunga alichumi lantathu abamabandla amathathu kanye loyedwa ozimeleyo elalizokhokhelwa ngumnumzana Popurayido Garepi, uchief whip wezanu PF, ukukhangelisisa le preliminary delimitation report eyethulelwa ingatsha zombili ezibumba idale le komiti. Yasisiya kwethula eyayo i-report edale lephalamende mhlaka 13 Zibandlela. Kwakhulunywa ngayo mhlaka 17 lo-18 ngoZibandlela khona edale. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olweZimbabwe School Examinations Council ZEMSEC lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe enyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Isipha umbiko enkundleni zokuxhumana iZimsec ithe abafisa ukubona impumela yalimhloliso balakho ukuyithola ekhasini labo lebulenjini kukheli ethi zimsec.co.zw kusukela namhla. Kuthi abangenelisiyo bengahamba lapho abalobela khona imhloliso ama-exam centers bayethatha ama-results abo ngomvulo. Kubikwa kulabo abalobayo kuphumelele isilinganiso esifika phose amathumi amathathu ekhulwini 28.96% kuphela. Okutsho ukuba lesi silinganiso sikhuphuke ngesiphose sifike kokuthathu ekhulwini 2.62% nxa kuqathaniswa lempumela yanyakenye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Ben Moyo, unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Ama-results o-level sanduwathola nje aphuma namhlanje. Sicela ukuthi kule percentage pass rate e-2.6 edlula e-previous year ka-2021. I-28.96% yo i-pass rate ye-ZIMSEC o-level.
Ngiyazi ukuthi lisayihlolisisa impumela le eyama-o-levels e-ZIMSEC Moyo, kodwa liwabona njani?
Kasithokozisi. Imbangela yangikhona sibone ngani last year kwaba lama-disruptions abanye engawe-COVID, kwaba lama-challenges vele esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet, izikolo zile disruption ye-electricity.
Nxa siqathanisa imhloliso ye-ZIMSEC le-Cambridge, singathi impumela engconywana yiphi?
Uma siqathanisa labantu abayenza i-Cambridge, i-Cambridge ingani yenza kuhle kule ZIMSEC ngenxa yokuthi i-Cambridge gayenzi njengeZIMSEC. IZIMSEC kupha umzekeliso kumathematics bathi khona there is only one syllabus for all candidates. I-Cambridge iyafaka i-syllabus for faster students. So uhulumende engayenza i-syllabus ihambelane leZIMSEC, le-Cambridge ivumele abantwana bebhale i-syllabus abalingileyo bona ngokwabo. Siloku sacubungula ama-results akobulawayo ukuthi acathanise kanjani nama-results akwezinye izifundi.
Umnumzana Ben Moyo unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association esixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Okwamanje sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Esikhathini esisanda ukwedlula, ilizwe le-Ukraine lalilima ukudla kokuthengisela amanye amazwe. Lalingelesihlanu emazweni alima ingqoloyi eningi emhlabeni, njalo lingelesibili ekulimeni i-sunflower. Ukuhlaselwa kwe-Ukraine ngele-Russia ngenyanga kaNhlolanja ngomnyaka odluleyo kwaguqula konke lokhu. Amabutho e-Russia ahlasela ngabomu inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokudla kanye lezemota lemikhumbi yokuthwala impahla. iRussia yabomba njalo yachisa izilimo, yafaka omaqhuphula emasimini, yavimba imikhumbi ethwala ingqoloyi ye-Ukraine ukuthi isuke elwandle lwe-Black Sea njalo yadiliza iziphala zomombu. Ngalokho, yavimbela izilimo ze-Ukraine ukuthi zifinyelele emkambo esemhlabeni yonke, kwasala abathenga kubo abathembekileyo kanye lenhlanganiso eziphathisayo zingelakudla kokuthwalela kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwabangela ukuhlupheka ngamandla kwezigaba ezazithembele kunhlelo zokwabelwa ukudla ukuze zingalambi. Kungalokho inhlanganiso ye-US Agency for International Development, i-USAID, ngontulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo yasungula uhlelo lokuthuthukisa ezokulima e-Ukraine olwe-Agriculture Resilience Initiative Ukraine, olwazakala ngokuthi yi-Agri-Ukraine. Yeyokuphathisa abalimi balelo lizwe ukuthi benelise ukuqeda ingxaki eziningi ekulimeni, ekugcineni lekuthwaleni ukudla e-Ukraine. Ukuphumelela kwabo kungenqabela indlala emhlabeni ekhwezelwa yimpi ye-Russia ese-Ukraine. Ekugcineni, i-Afri-Ukraine iza kuba mqoka ekusekeleni inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokuthengisela amanye amazwe lezokulima, lanxa kuza kuba lukhuni ukuthi ziphumelele kunyanga kanye leminyaka elandelayo ngenxa yokuhlaselwa yilizwe le-Russia. Ngenyanga edluleyo ekazibandlela, i-USAID kanye lenkampani ehiqiza imithi e-Bayer Pharmaceutical and Biotechnology Company lwethula umbiko othi sebenikeze uncedo olutsha olubalisa inhlanyelo yembhida ezasiza abantu makhaza labalimi be-Ukraine abazenkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu, i-25,000. Inkampani ye-Bayer yayinikeze uncedo lwenhlanyelo yomombo edlula amasaka azinkulungwane ezingamashumi amane, 40,000. Lokho kwathuthukisa ubudlelwano be-USAID le-Bayer njalo kwakhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo inhlanyelo yomumbu besebenzisa imali edlula izigidi ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola, $34.9 million, eyokuphathisa inkampani ehiqiza inhlanyelo e-Ukraine. Yaphathisa njalo ngemali yokuthenga imitshina yokukhupha omaqhuphula ukwenzela ukuthi abalimi besebenze bephephile. Iphathisana nehlelo ezifanayo ezikahulumende weMelika. I-Agri-Ukraine ijonge ukukhuphula indlela abalimi be-Ukraine abafinyelela ngayo impahla zokulimisa ezifana lenhlanyelo, imvundiso, imitshina lemithi yokuvikela izilimo. Iphathisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-Ukraine zokuthwalela impahla phandle kwelizwe zisebenze ngcono ikakhulu ezezilimo, ezokukhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo imali, njalo iyaqhelisa inhlelo zamabhizimusi e-Ukraine ukwenzela ukuthi enelise ukuwomisa, ukugcina kwesikhatshana kanye lokulungiselela izilimo ukuthi zithengiselwe amanye amazwe. Ilizwe leMelika limele le-Ukraine njalo lihlezi lizimisele ukusekela ilizwe labantu balo ngesikhathi sokuhlaselwa ngele-Russia empini engalasizathu esiqinileyo.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba, lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America e-Washington DC. Athobelene amaqembu omdlalo kaKhilikithi athi eleZimbabwe kanye lele West Indies wona azadibana kumdlalo emibili ehlobo lwe-test ezaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Evan uthi iqembu leZimbabwe lilabadlali abambalwa abangekhoyo ngoba belimele, kodwa ulithemba lokuba laba ababizwe ukuba bebe yingxenye yeqembu bazadlala kuhle.
Kusobala ukuba iqembu lethu liyaqhuba ngoba silabadlali abalimeleyo, kodwa ngokubona kwami abadlali ababizwe ukuzothatha indawo yabo batshengisa ikhono labo kumncintiswano edlalwa lapha ekhaya ebalisa oyilocken cup. Silungiselele kakuhle kakhulu kuvike edluleyo okukuthi wonke nje umdlali ulinde umdlalo ngamehlo abomvu.
Ocubungula umdlalo kaKhilikithi uPraise Dumi Dlakama uthi yena ukapteni u-Evan nguye okumele aliphakamise iqembu leZimbabwe ngoba ligcwele ngabadlali abasacathulayo.
Sesikukhalele ukuthi batshengisele i-improvement abeke bayitshengisa emdlalweni yama-short formats, ama-ODIs lama-T20 ukuthi yikho abazakuyenza sebedlala umdlalo we-test cricket. Osesikubonde ukuthi abadlali abazabe bedlala ku-series leyi abana experience, lokho sokuzatsho ukuthi umthwalo usuza kuba ku-Craig Evan lo-Gary Balance. Ukuyibo ke abaleminyaka eminingi bedlala umdlalo we-test cricket ukuthi yibo osukuzamele bethathe leli thuba lokuthi bakhokhelele. Bengehluleka kuzakuba nzima uqembu lama-Chevrons.
Abadlali abathenjiwe abangasoze babe yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe kumidlalo le eqala kusasa ngomgqibelo ngababalisa uSikhanda Raza kanye lo-Ryan Bell. U-Evan uqhubekele phambili wakhuthaza abalandeli bomdlalo kaKhilikithi edolobheni lakoBulawayo ukuba babuye ngobuningi babo bezoxhasa iqembu le-Chevrons.
Sithole usekelo olukhulu kabi ngesikhathi sidlala kodlani eHarare. Kusizo sami ukuba isimo somkhathi sibe ngesihle ukuze abalandeli babuye ngobuningi babo. Ngiyakuthakazelela ukudlala koBulawayo njalo labalandeli bengabe bengabaningi njengalokho esikubona esigodlweni, kodwa labo bayasikhuthaza kakhulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lele West Indies azadibana kumidlalo emibili yohlobo lwe-test njalo wokuqala uqala ngomgqibelo enkundleni ye-Queen Sports Club njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni ngolwesithathu mhlaziyi-9 kwinyanga kaNhlolanja. Umdlalo wesibili wona uhlelwe uqala ngesonto mhlaziyi-12 siyafika komlindi uyacina ngolwesine mhlaziyi-16. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Iyanda inkuthazo yokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasayina i-Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill ukuze ibe ngumthetho ogcweleyo kulandela ukupasiswa kwayo lidale le-Senate ngolwesibili. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi lumthetho mubi kakhulu njalo bathi upha uhulumende amandla okuvala lokusukuluza inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Bathi njalo ezinye inhlanganiso ezilakho ukuthintwa kubi ngumthetho lo zikoqela eziphathisa uZulu weZimbabwe odubekayo lezilwela amalungelo. Uhulumende wazise ngeviki edluleyo ukuthi uvale inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezingamakhuluphose amathathu 291 ezehluleke ukubhalisa kutsha zilandela lumthetho. Abanye bathi uMnangagwa kumele ekele ukusayina lumthetho ngoba uletha udubo elizweni. Umphathintambo wezemthetho uMnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi lo mongameli Mnangagwa bathi umthetho lomuhle ngoba uqondiswe kunhlanganiso ezisebenza lezitha zeZimbabwe. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ibhethu likaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Ukuthi umthetho omubi akunamuntu okudawutayo lokho, kodwa ukuthi singathi engawusayini vele kuyibo abawulethayo. Ngibona ngazathi siyabe sizikhohlisa. Obaba laba ngabafuna ukuthi besebenze bengakwazi nomuntu obamonithayo, begange ingabi nomuntu obasolayo. So yonke imithetho kunzima ukuthi ekusenta ukuthi imithetho eminingi bahlala bengayisayinanga. Imithetho emibi yonke bazayisayina ngoba amalungelo oluntu, ama-organization odekhangela i-promotion depression yamalungelo oluntu bafuna ukuwavala. So yiso isizathu esingamenza kube nzima ukuthi engawusayini lowo mthetho ngoba abafuni ukuba accountable.
UMongameli Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kuhulumende lakuZanu PF bathi lanxa nje likhalakhala ngalomthetho akula kubuyela muva ngoba bazama ukwenqabela inhlanganiso abathi zigangile esebenza zizimele ezilakho ukungenela kumsebenzi yokuletha ukungahlalisekelizweni.
Akunanhlakaniso egange njengeyabo. uma ukhuluma ngokukhanga inhlanganiso ejwayele yaqeda abantu elokhu ihlukumeza abantu esiqede lelizwe yabo kwavala nje ukuthi kungabi la ma-voices akhuluma ngokuganga kwabo yiso isizathu sokuthi befake lowo mthetho hathi ukuthi kuthiwe kule nhlanganiso ezidangeleyo.
Phezu komthetho omutsha lo elithi uncindezela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kulo mthetho obunjwayo inguquko elethwayo kumthetho wezokhetho okuyinguquko esolwa ngabaningi njalo abathi kayeneli, kuzoba lo mthetho osowafakwayo osebenzayo owemopa owathatha isikhundla sephosa. Sesibonile abebandla le-TRIPC abaningi bebotshwa phansi kwalumthetho. Uhulumende kaMnangagwa siyazi utshona esitshaya isifuba ngokuthi ubusa ngcono kulo uhulumende kaMgabe. Yebo kunjalo.
OkaMgabe kulomahluko lo US, lo US ziyaphefekthini bonke ubuzi bukaMgabe laba babuphefekth. Hayi lo US lo akunanto ekintileyo isiya ebuhleni kusuke kubili kunjengokusuka epanini siyezikwa ngalo mbuso ka-Emerson nabafana bakhe.
Akhona amazwi ongathanda ukuwafikisa kuye uMongameli Mnangagwa phezu komthetho we-PVO bill lo owenhlanganiso ezizimele?
Hayi vele okuliqiniso ukuthi umthetho lo bangaze bewusayine akutho ukuthi ilizwe lethu lizathuthuka. Bona kuphelada kuzevumele ukuthi kuthiwe njengoba iVita walele ukuthi kube le-democracy abavumele abantu bethu abakusolayo lapho abaqanisa ukuthi beqondise khona beqondise, kodwa lokhu ukuthi bayancindezela wonke ama-voices akhuluma abangakuthandiyo akhuluma ngobuka wabenzayo kusoze kwancedisa ilizwe.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngwenhlanganiso ye-ibhethu likaZulu elimuzwe exoxa lapho lo Ntungameli Inkomo we-Studio 7.
Ichi woza woza Friday my darling, woza Friday umsebenzi upokile.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi yodabuka enkayi osebenzela eseBilithane uPhilane Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Yena ucula umdumo wabontanga owamapiano. Asizwe nexoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sfanda.
Kukalanane, kukangefika kanjani, suka lapho sowumlumiyane, woza sekuvela ubisabangani, kengikazola labangane, kukangefika kanjaba, kumalini wokumotiswabhani, nabasomene umakhelwane, woza sekuyamukela amadwane, kukangoshi lukajaba, kukhulu kukangoshaka, ngeza sekuvele bhukisabhani, mamfona wona mpolisabhani.
Nasekala kanjani.
Uphilane usuke kweleZimbabwe esiyafunda eBilithane lokuyaziphandela inhlala kahle. Pho-ke na udabuka ngaphi ekhaya?
Ngike ngahlala enkayi for some time and then ngahlala futhi ePlumtree for a bit of time. Ase ngihlala eSouth Africa because I got my uncle's family there as well. Esikolo ngafunda eMathetshaneni, it's called the primary school ngafunda eMathetshaneni and then the secondary school I went to Ngai high for like form 1 and form 2 and then Ngaya Embakwe at lunch form 3 and form 4 before doing my A levels St. Bernard.
Upitso uqale ukucula esikoleni icula kukwaya ezikolo zonke afunde kuzo waze wakhula waqala ukucindezela umculo wakhe.
Sasiyiboys encane vela, I was young, yabona ngicula in the choir, a church. I was leading a group okwakuthiwa imbube group. Sasibiza ukuthi Backstreet Boys. Then I went over ngabona uMangesto eSouthampton. So saqala ukusifana noMangesto. That's when we got the album yokuqala uBamba. 2010. Mkulo wami minakashikashi vile mpese kukwaito. Now I'm kind of I've moved. I've done hip-hop and trap music as well. But at the moment, insha, I'm a piano. Godfather, Mdu. Yeah, Mdu. Hey, Veshai, I love the way he was putting a sound, Mdu, everything. Mdu, other guys as well, Abu Mandoza, DJ Cleo, Briggs, Bong, and quite on the young area. Music of Freddy Koala. We used to listen to that, and I was like getting inspired by all those musicians, which are, you know, I can do something as well. I kind of mix things, me, you know, as Nyalalela Banju and listen to everything and pick up things.
Akala banye se pagi. Ya. Tahamba tina na bapagi. Yo. Kigile no mabe bapagi. Akito bwana sebo kagi. Akala banye se pagi.
Upito utuba kakhulu bonke abalandelayo ukuthenga umculo wakhe abuye abonge lasebenze labo ekupheleni lomculo
njene njalo ubonga ama thanks fane lawo kule game mangiesto buya uyumdu uleno mdu imbizo ezamadoda u Mr Nice Talent u Spongy then and then lezinye nje yabona Obo Donald emunye into engithanda ukuyibonga kakhulu ama promoters la yakhumbula especially wena shisa kwamfaka ku-give le elis la performa khona yabona lama big guns yabona o big Nas o Buju labo o Skito yeah so I appreciate things like that
uphilane ngomunye wabaculi beZimbabwe asebephumelele kwezomculo ukanti nguye besikhothela ukuhlelo waza Oza Friday libe nempela sonto elithukela igama namu Ezra Jesus Banda
akala banye seyiphaki hamba thina nabaphaki sigile noma bebaphaki akhrito bona sebukayi akala banye seyiphaki hamba thina nabaphaki sigile ntobazana sigile chigish abebe so chigish kibela ntobazana kibela ophethe upaleka ya wapethe sigile ntobazana sigile.
Siyabonga Ezra Jesus Banda lo Pitso. Si ku live talk namhlanje sikhangela udaba logwalo osoluguqulwe kancane ngokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela ole delimitation report. Singakehlukanisa hlobo sikhangele inhloko zendaba zanamhla. Abekomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC. Namhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela ole delimitation report. Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwezimsec lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe nyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilomculi odabuka enkayi osebenzela esebhilithane uPhilane Mabuza Pitso. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede ngisithi asibaneni njalo kusasa ngesikhathi esifanayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.